Psalm chapter 23. This is called by most and believed by most to be a psalm of David, a most familiar psalm, maybe the most familiar psalm that we read throughout Scripture, well known by all, memorized by many. We're going to bring this morning's message and this evening's message from Psalm 23. This morning I would title the message, He Leadeth Me, He Leadeth Me. And this evening's message, He Followeth Me. He leadeth me this morning, He followeth me this evening as the Lord would allow. Let's go ahead and read all six verses of the chapter. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd. Can you say that this morning? Can you read these words, presumably from David, as your own? Can you say, the Lord is my shepherd? I want you to notice, first of all, the word Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. David declares that Jehovah is his shepherd. The use of the word Lord there in verse number 1 of Psalm 23 is Israel's name for God. It's Jehovah, speaking of the self-existent, the eternal God, the Lord. So paraphrasing it a bit, we can say, God is my shepherd. What a statement that is. What a blessed assurance. What a comfort it is to be able to say, along with David here, God is my shepherd. Look over into chapter 24, verse number 1. Speaking about Jehovah, the same Lord that is spoken of in Psalm 23. In chapter 24, it says, the earth is the Lord's, belongs to Him. It's His. And the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, it's the Lord's. Everything that's in the world, everything that's on the earth is the Lord's. All the people that are on the globe belong to Him. This is so important. As you try to grab a hold of this, the Lord, Jehovah, God is my shepherd. As we get into The latter part of this first verse, you'll see how critical it is to understand that God is your shepherd. That God owns the earth, the fullness thereof, and all the people that are on the earth. He hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Over in chapter 50 of Psalm. Psalm chapter 50. God speaking, Jehovah speaking, the mighty God is identified in the first verse of this chapter. It says in verse number 10, "For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee. For the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving. Pay thy vows unto the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee. Thou shalt glorify me." It's all mine, God says. Then it says in that first verse of our text, "The Lord is my shepherd." Not only is Jehovah our shepherd, but our shepherd is Jesus Christ. So Jehovah God is my shepherd, but Jesus Christ is also the shepherd that David is speaking of. In Psalm 23, look at John, the 10th chapter. John chapter 10. Verse 11 and 12. "I am the good shepherd," the Lord Christ speaking, Jesus. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catches them and scattereth the sheep. I am the shepherd. I am the good shepherd." The book of Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 and 21. "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus," in reference to the Lord Jesus, "that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Jesus Christ is called the Good Shepherd. He's the shepherd of Psalm 23, just as Jehovah is called the shepherd of our text. But God is the shepherd, and Jesus Christ is only the shepherd of the saved. If you're not saved, he's not your shepherd. If you've not received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and believed on him to the saving of your soul, you cannot speak those words, "The Lord is my shepherd." Only the sheep. The sheep is one who has believed in the Lord Jesus Christ to the saving of their soul. Only the sheep can say, "The Lord is my shepherd, my shepherd." In Christ, all that we need is found. Scripture states that in a few places. As the shepherd, it is Jesus' job to provide for his sheep, to provide for the sheep. So let's go back there to Psalm 23. The Lord Jehovah is my shepherd, the self-existing eternal God, the Lord who owns everything, the earth and all that's upon the earth and all the people that are upon the earth, the God who owns it all. And Jesus Christ, the good shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd. Jesus is my shepherd. Then he speaks those four words that are so powerful, so much of a blessing. I shall not want. Now you got to put this all together to really understand, to really appreciate the ability to say, "I shall not want." God, who owns everything, created all things, sustains all things, God, who owns all the people of this earth, God is your shepherd. Therefore, it's easy to understand that I shall not want. Because if God is your shepherd and all belongs to God, what are you going to have need of? What are you going to have want for? Jesus Christ, who is God, was God in the flesh, second person of the Godhead, who was equal with the Father in all ways, who was God. It's his job to provide for our needs. So Jehovah God is my shepherd. Jesus Christ is my shepherd. Because God is my shepherd, and because Jesus Christ is my shepherd, I shall not want. The word "want" there does not indicate desire. It's not used to speak of I shall not have any desires. But the word "want" in that first verse is used so as to mean lack. God is my shepherd. Jesus Christ is my shepherd. I shall not lack. I shall not lack anything. I shall not go without anything. The Lord is my shepherd. Jesus Christ is my shepherd. I shall lack nothing. I shall lack nothing. You can see in this passage of Scripture application to the physical realm. Because God is our shepherd, Jesus Christ is our shepherd, the true child of God, the sheep, can say, "I shall lack nothing physically." I shall lack nothing physically. But you can also see in Psalms 23 a spiritual application. Because God is my shepherd and Jesus is my shepherd, I shall lack nothing, not only physically, but I shall lack nothing spiritually. Now, eventually, we're going to play connect the dots. We're going to connect the thoughts from recent messages and see how they connect and make sense here with Psalms 23. When you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your shepherd, when you can say God is your shepherd and you're the sheep, a sheep in his pasture, you will lack nothing physically, you will lack nothing spiritually. Are you experiencing that life? Or are you sitting there thinking, well, I have a lot of wants. I'm going without a lot of things. I'd like to have this. I'd like to have that. Well, when the Lord is your shepherd, when Jehovah God is your shepherd, you go without nothing. You lack nothing. So there is something wrong with somebody who is claiming to be a sheep in the fold, who feels as though they're going without something, or that they lack something. It's not possible for us to lack anything physically, anything spiritual, if God is our shepherd. If Jesus Christ is our shepherd, because God owns it all, created it all. Jesus Christ is equal with God, was God in the flesh. And all of our needs are found in Christ and met in Christ. Verse number 2. We find that we will not lack refreshment. For as the shepherd provides food and water and rest for the sheep, God and the Lord Jesus Christ provide for us food, water, and rest. Those are principally physical things. God's people will never go without. And I believe this. I've experienced this. I have seen the miracle working power of God in providing for me and my family at times over the years. Because the Lord is my shepherd and Jesus Christ is my shepherd, I have lacked nothing in the realm of refreshment, food, water, rest. He's always provided. I've lacked none of those things. In verse number 3, I would say he speaks of energy. I will not lack energy because he restores my soul. He restores my soul. Last part of verse number 3, I will not lack direction. I will not lack direction because he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Verse number 4, I will not lack confidence. For we will fear no evil when the Lord is our shepherd, when Jesus is our shepherd. We just sang a song a little while ago called Living by Faith. I like that song. I like it when we get to the chorus and those echoes and those other voices come into play. But did you pay any attention to the words? Living by faith speaks of having confidence and trust. In the fact that the Lord is our shepherd. Jesus Christ is our shepherd. We shall not lack confidence when we really get a hold of the fact that the Lord is our shepherd. Last part of verse number 4. The Lord is your shepherd and the Lord is my shepherd and Jesus Christ is the shepherd of our souls, the good shepherd. We will not lack comfort because his rod and his staff, they comfort us. For lack of a better way of putting it, the rod and the staff of the shepherd were weapons. that he used, sometimes in caring for the sheep. Sometimes he had to use those in hooking and prodding and moving the sheep in the right direction. Sometimes those rod and that staff had to be used to defend the sheep, to protect the sheep from the enemies, from the wolves, from those that would make prey of the sheep. Verse number 5, we will not lack provision, for he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Maybe one of the most misunderstood verses in Psalms 23. That's not something future. That's something he does in this life. He provides for us while we live in the presence of our enemies. He makes provision for us. He lays a table out before us and gives us that which we stand in need of while we're living here on enemy territory and in the danger zone for sheep. Second part of verse number 5, I shall not lack soothing or healing, for he anointest my head with oil. From the injuries, from the pokes and the prods and the pricks of the journey of a sheep, the shepherd would apply, anoint the sheep with oil to soothe them, to heal them, to promote healing. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. God shall supply all your need, sheep. All our need, brother and sister in Christ. He will provide all of our need, and he'll do it in and through Jesus Christ. So both the Lord is my shepherd, and Jesus Christ is the shepherd of my soul, come into play in that 19th verse of Philippians. I will lack nothing when God is my shepherd. I will lack nothing when Jesus Christ is my shepherd. No matter how long I live, no matter where I live, I shall lack nothing when God is our shepherd. Jesus Christ is our shepherd. And God will promise, or he has promised, and he will provide all of our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Seems like we've been here a few times of late. We come back here because we can understand these words. Maybe better or clearer When we are able to say, the Lord is my shepherd, Jesus is my shepherd, I shall lack nothing. We read in the book of Matthew chapter 6, therefore take no thought, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Don't worry, don't be anxious, don't take any thought about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, where you're going to go, how you're going to live, how you're going to survive. Why? Because the Lord is your shepherd. You don't take thought of what He has already promised. You don't take thought, or you're not anxious about that which He has pledged to provide. I shall lack nothing when the Lord is my shepherd. Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. We've been here. Seek ye first. Not as one of the leading things in your life with other things following, but seek first and foremost the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Don't put the other things at place two, place three, place four. Just seek the Lord, the kingdom of the Lord and His righteousness. And all of those things that you have need of are going to be given to you, are promised and pledged to you by God. Why? Because He's your shepherd. We're His sheep. We don't seek those things first and foremost. We seek the kingdom of God first and foremost because all of those things He has promised to provide and He has pledged to provide for us. A while back we were in Romans chapter 8 for a few weeks. That 32nd verse. How shall he who has offered up Jesus Christ, offered up his best, in the person of Jesus Christ, how will he deny us anything? How would he deny us the least things when he's given the best he had for us? He'll not deny us of anything. Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5. Hebrews chapter 13, let your conversation be without covetousness. Conversation means your conduct, your life, your walk. Let your conversation be without covetousness, without wanting, without desiring. Without always being dissatisfied, with always wanting something more, something different. Let your conversation be without covetousness. How can our conversation be without covetousness? Well, our conversation can be without covetousness when we're content with such things as we have, because He has promised. Who's He? Our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. Jesus Christ is our shepherd. We can be without covetousness and we can be content when we are happy with those things which He has provided for us under the understanding that we have all that we need because He is our shepherd. And He's promised. Isn't this a good promise from a shepherd? If you're a sheep, He has promised His sheep, I will never leave you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. So our conversation can be without covetousness, without dissatisfaction, without longing and desiring for things, when by the grace of God we learn to be content with what we have, understanding that what we have, He has provided for us. He is the good shepherd and has given us all the things that we have. And when we count these things as blessings, instead of getting in the flesh and always wanting something different and something new and something more, when we understand He has provided us as a good shepherd would, and He has promised never to leave us, never to forsake us, then He hasn't, and He's still with us, and we can be content. Are you content today? I mean, with what God has given you, with what God has provided you, with how God has worked in your life. Be content with such things as you have, for He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, based upon that in verse number 6, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. We can boldly say, God's my helper because He's our shepherd. The Lord's our helper because He's our shepherd. We will never, as long as we are the sheep of His fold, the sheep of His pasture, we will never lack. We will never be without. He has promised that to us. He has promised to be with us. He's promised never to leave us, never to forsake us. And we need to always see the Lord as our helper. Live our lives as sheep of His fold. We labor. Whether present or absent, we might be well pleasing in the sight of the Lord. We know when this body is dissolved, we have a glorified body waiting for us. And we know all the emotions and all the feelings that are a part of that longing for His coming for us, or our longing to go and be with Him. Why we live in this realm, we seek not only here, but if it's there, to be well-pleasing in His sight. And we need to understand that under the realm that He is our shepherd. And we'll lack nothing. And we lack nothing as the sheep of His pasture. So let us not get sidetracked and get our eyes on things and having things and the ways of the world or the world. Let's keep our eyes on the shepherd. Psalms 23 is not about the sheep. Psalm 23 is not about the individual believer. Psalm 23 is about the shepherd. He's the good shepherd. Psalm 23 is David's praising the Lord as his shepherd. He's bringing honor and glory to Jesus. He's bringing honor and glory to Jehovah. Jehovah, Jesus, the Lord, is my shepherd. Because He's my shepherd, I shall not lack anything. And when you really get that mindset of seeing the shepherd, and not the sheep and not yourself, you get your eyes off of the world, the things of the world, and the ways of this world, and your labor, rather your present or there, here or there, you're well-pleasing in His sight. What is the great ambition of your life? The great ambition of your life will be defined by how you get a hold of the fact that the Lord is your shepherd. If the great ambition of your life is the things of the world, the ways of the world, to be somebody in this world, to get more and more and more, and no satisfaction is found, then your ambition is an incorrect ambition. When your ambition is tempered by seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, when your ambition is tempered by the fact that He's your shepherd, and I don't have to focus on these things because He's promised to provide those things. I don't have to focus on these things. He's already given me those things. When you're focusing on the fact that the Lord is your shepherd, and because of that, we shall not want, we'll be ambitious in things of the Lord. will be ambitious in pleasing the Lord. Last Sunday night we preached on the subject, Some Gave All. How could those people in the Corinthian letter give and do all that they did? So much sacrifice involved in the example of the Macedonians. How could they do all that? Paul gave us the answer. They gave themselves first. They gave themselves fully. And once you've given yourself fully to the Lord, and you're totally committed, and you're all on the altars laid, the easy decisions are just that, they're easy. The I can't do that, and I won't do that, and I'm not going to do this, those things are all dissolved. They're all gone when you have started with giving your all to Christ, laying your all on the altar. And it's easy to be among those that give all when you have that blessed assurance, the Lord is my shepherd. God Jehovah, the great God, is my shepherd. Jesus Christ is my shepherd. I will lack nothing. I will lack nothing. So we looked at this psalm in light of the thought, He leadeth me. He leadeth me. I wanted to look that song up. He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. He leadeth me. The Lord is our shepherd. We will lack nothing. That should describe us to a T. The Lord is our shepherd. Jesus Christ is our shepherd. We will lack nothing. The Lord is your shepherd. In that statement, the Lord is my shepherd, you can't fully say that with any emphasis on the my until you're saved. And the way you're saved is by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe He died for you, paid the price for your sins, is coming again for you. Believe you're going to live forever with Him. Repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be able to say, the Lord is my shepherd. And then you'll be able to follow through and say, He's not only my shepherd, but I shall not want. Let's stand together.